We now come to the scriptures for today.
跟住我哋读今日嘅经文。
It's in the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verses 10 to 14.
系嚟自创世纪嘅十章十八章十至到十四节。
And Luke chapter 1, verses 30 to 38.
然后系路加福音嘅第一章三十至到三十八节。
Let us read this together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋会先用英文一起读出，然后再读中文。
Genesis chapter 18. The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were told, advanced in years, the way of women has ceased to be with Sarah.So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son.And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom,There will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son.And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her.
创世纪十八章第十节，我哋一起读。三人中有一位说，到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里。你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉在那人后边的帐棚门口也听见了这话。亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈，撒拉的月经已经断绝了。撒拉心里暗笑说：我既已衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？耶和华对亚伯拉罕说：撒拉为什么暗笑说：我既已年老？果真能生养吗？耶和华岂有难成的事么？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。天使对他说：玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。主神要把他祖大卫的位给他。他要作雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说：我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说：圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要任备你，因此所以生的圣者必称为神的儿子。况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生养的，现在有孕六个月了，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。玛利亚说：我是主的侍女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福听同埋读佢话语嘅人。
Today the message by Pastor Thomas Mack is anything too hard for the Lord?
文牧师传讲今日信息嘅题目系耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
在我们以为可以就嚟完的时候，我们知道这个病毒又再次的猖狂了。
As we thought that the pandemic was waning, and it has reared its head again.
所以我都不得不小心，要戴着口罩来讲道。
So we need to be more cautious and keep our masks on.
我们先一起来祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我们仰望你。
Heavenly Father, we look up to you.
在我们人生经过的路是有这么多的困难的时候。
There are much difficulties throughout our path of life.
但是你说你的恩典是够我们用。
But you tell us that your grace is sufficient.
好叫我们就算是流泪经过的时候。
Even when we are with tears going through.
但是你都叫我们是靠着主你去欢笑的度过。
But Lord, you help us.Relying on you that we will have joy to experience it.
求主让我们今天的敬拜，我们的讲道能够荣耀主你的名。
May our worship, our preaching be glorifying to you.
我们祈祷是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all these in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
刚刚过的一之后
，Right after Thanksgiving，
好多户人家都将佢啲圣诞嘅灯饰攞出嚟去摆啦。
Many people started putting out their Christmas decorations。
佢希望咧，当啲光系照射出嚟嘅时候，这个黑暗能够快啲嘅过去。
They're hoping that as the lights get lit up, darkness would fade away。
冇错，我哋真系活喺一个咁黑暗嘅。日子的里面
，Indeed, we are in some very dark days.
我哋睇到社会上有好多个暴力仇恨。
We see there are much violence and hatred.
校园有枪击。
There have been shooting in schools.
同埋有病毒有变种。
And pandemics with its many variants.
当中有长期疾病嘅健康嘅疾病嘅人。
And there are people who are facing long-term health issues.
亦都有亲人嘅离世。
There are loved ones who have passed away.
使到我哋嘅生活真系唔系好容易去度过。
And it is difficult to live through life.
我哋人好尝试用各类嘅方法去消除呢啲嘅黑暗。
We try in many ways.To get rid of this darkness.
我们有医药上或者科技上面的发明。
We try to do it with technology and all kinds of modern ways.
有人或者从经济或者个股票市场的里面。
Some might find solutions in finance, in the stock markets.
或者是有些人去在政治上个着手。
And some might resort to politics.
但很多时候很矛盾的，我们忘记了原来我们自己不是神。
But often we are quite contradictory. We are not gods.
很多事情其实我们自己做不到的。
There are much that we cannot do.
只有三样东西是人不能够做到的。
At least three things we know as human we cannot do.
第一就是在无的里面去产生有。
We cannot create something out of nothing.
但只能够从一些现有的东西去发现一些事情出来。
We can only discover or invent something that had already existed.
在其中一些元素的里面呢就再发明一些新的东西。
Or from different elements, we'll try to discover new things.
但我们从来都不能够去创造一些从来都不存在的东西。
But we can never create something that had never existed.
第二样东西我们人能够做的是什么呢？
And what is the second thing that we cannot do?
就使到死了的东西它再去翻生。
we cannot resurrect anything that is dead.
又唔能够睇一啲冇生命嘅嘢去带嚟有啲生命。
And we cannot give life to something that is lifeless.
第三就系人唔能够将自己从罪恶当中拯救出嚟。
The third thing is we cannot rescue ourselves from our own sin.
我哋唔能够使到我哋自己嘅罪能够得到赦免。
We cannot forgive our own sin.
正如喺个大海嘅里面，一个就嚟就要沉啦，个浸死嘅人一样。
Just like someone who is at risk of drowning in an ocean.
就嚟要死嘅时候，佢冇法将自己从呢个浸嘅大海里面将自己掹出嚟噶。
This drowning person cannot raise himself up.
帮助只可以从外面而嚟。
His help has to come from the outside.
正如我上次所讲，这个就系正正系亚伯拉罕所相信嘅神。
This is exactly the God whom Abraham believes.
亚伯拉罕所相信嘅，因为这个神先能够做到头先讲嗰啲嘢。
Abraham believes that only his God can do what we had just talked about.
这位是一种创造的神，是一个保存生命的神。
It is a creator God, a God who preserves life.
也是一个拯救的神。
It is also a God who saves.
正是因为这样，我们相信在神里面是没有难成的事情。
It is because of that we believe there is nothing too hard for the Lord.
我刚刚讲的圣诞节，我圣诞节的意思不单是一个小孩子，关于一个小孩子出世。
So we had just celebrated Christmas, but the significance of Christmas is not just about a baby who was born.
圣诞意思就是那是没可能有拯救的黑暗的里面。
The meaning of Christmas is from an impossibility of sin being forgiven.
在个冇可能有得救嘅里面，神嘅儿子嚟到呢个世界上。
When we thought that salvation was impossible, God's Son came.
人生命嗰个光就嚟到呢个黑暗嘅世界嘅里面。
Light comes into this dark world.
神甚至在创世以前已经早早计划了这个光的来临。
And God had already planned out this arrival of the light way, way as, at his creation.
在亚当夏娃犯罪之后。
After Adam and Eve sinned.
人被逐出这个伊甸园。
And they were, chased out of the Garden of Eden.
于是人失去了他代表神去管理这个世界的权利。
So they had lost the right to be stewards of what God had created.
人都失去了神的公义和圣洁的 image 的形象。
And they had lost the images of God's righteousness.
也都人失去了因为有神同在而有那个智慧。
And human also lost the intelligence that can and wisdom that can only come from God.
于是人就喺呢个罪恶黑暗嘅里面去摸一摸，希望摸出一条出路嚟。
So humanity were just searching in the dark.
一个亚当夏娃唔信服嗰个惩罚，神俾佢就系死亡。
Because of Adam and Eve's disobedience, death came.
虽然这个死亡没有立刻临到亚当夏娃，
though death did not come immediately to Adam and Eve,
但是神就总有一日，人会仍然去归于尘土。
But eventually, humanity will return back to dust.
在创世记第三章第十九节说，你本自尘土，仍要归于尘土。
Just like in Genesis chapter 3:19, for you are dust.And to dust you shall return.
在神对这个蛇的审判里面，也带来我们人的盼望。
And from God's judgment to the serpent, that also brought hope to humanity.
在創世記第三章第十五節這樣說。
In Genesis 3, verse 15, it says,
神話我要同埋咧，我又要叫你啊蛇啊，叫你蛇呢个同埋女人嘅去彼此为仇啊！你蛇嘅后裔同女人后裔都要彼此为仇，女人嘅后裔要伤你嘅头，但你要伤他的脚跟。
It says that I, God, will put enmity between you, the serpent, and the woman.And between your offspring and her offspring, he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his feet.
啊，呢度讲话，呢度讲咩啊？呢度讲话，神应许将来有一位女人嘅后裔系会嚟到。
So here God promised that there would be an offspring from the woman.
啊，佢呢个卵后要受难，但系蛇亦都会被摧毁。
And this offspring will suffer, but the serpent will be destroyed.
在神的话语里面是没有一句话说话不是带全能力。
In God's word, there is power.
因为这位神可以叫死人复活，也都要叫无变有的时候。
Because this is a God who can resurrect from the dead and can create out of a void.
所以没有一件事在神里面是难成的。
Therefore, there is nothing that is impossible for God.
这位神所应许的女人的后裔。
And this promised offspring of the woman.
也是在加拉太书第三章十六节所讲的，是神应许给亚伯拉罕的那一位的子孙。
It is just as promised, to Abraham.That is the offspring that was described in Galatians 3.
这位神所应许给亚伯拉罕那位子孙就是基督。
And the promised offspring of Abraham is Jesus Christ.
在亚当之后的人类，神就开始将女人的后裔和蛇的后裔去分别出来。
And after Adam and Eve, God has separated the offsprings of the woman.And the offsprings of the serpent.
啊，呢个系属于神嘅圣洁嘅一族。啊，呢啲系属于蛇魔鬼嘅一族。
One group is those who belong to God, who is righteous and holy. The other belongs to the serpent.
啊，神亦都保存咗呢个女人嘅后裔啊，嚟到嘅嗰条线，直到等到时候满足嘅啦，嚟嘅时候。这个拯救者会来。
God had preserved the line of the woman until the time that the promised Messiah would come.
直到这个去击败撒旦这个基督，这个拯救的基督来到的时候。
Until the Christ who would be triumphant over Satan when he comes.
但是撒旦和他的后裔当然明白头先神讲过啲乜嘢啦。
Of course, the offspring of Satan truly understand what God has said.
啊，佢哋千方百计要阻止神所计划嘅拯救嚟到。
They tried all kinds of way to stop God's salvation plan.
啊，撒旦同佢嘅后裔要去除灭呢个女人后裔嘅嚟到。
So the offspring of Satan want to get rid of.The offspring of the woman.
啊，佢哋要同呢个神嘅子民咧，佢彼此嘅为仇。
And they will there will be enmity between these two groups of offsprings.
啊，呢个呢该人杀咗亚伯。
We know that Cain killed Abel.
啊，然后神再拣选咗撒特嚟代表亚伯，代替咗亚伯。
And then God chose Seth.To represent Abel.
啊，然后喺亚伯嘅后呢、这个唔系啊，撒特嘅后代嘅里面嚟到挪亚嗰一代。
And then from Seth comes his descendant Noah.
啊，喺神用洪水毁灭咗呢个罪恶嘅世界嗰阵时，神保存咗挪亚嘅呢一家。
As God destroyed the world by a flood, God preserved the family of Noah.
在挪亚的三个仔的里面，神拣选了闪这个仔。
And from the three sons of Noah, God chose his son Shem.
在闪的后代的里面，神又再拣选了亚伯拉罕。
And from Shem's offspring, God chose Abraham.
你看到，因此我们看到创世纪第十二章，神特别的就要亚伯拉罕要离开。离开他本族本家的来那里。
And we see in Genesis chapter 12, God had called Abram out of his homeland.
在蛇的后裔的里面，跟亚伯拉罕分别出来。
And God separated Abraham from the serpent's offspring.
在这一族的里面，要叫亚伯拉罕成为大国去代表神。
And from one tribe, the offspring of Abraham would become great.
也就叫万国的去得到福气。
And because of that, nations would be blessed.
之后是整本旧约的集中去讲亚伯拉罕和他的后代。
And then the rest of the Old Testament concentrated on talking about Abraham and his descendants.
亚伯拉罕之后，神又再拣选了以撒，而不是拣选以实玛利。
And following Abraham, God chose Isaac and not Ishmael.
然后之后有一个，然后佢又再拣选雅各，而唔系去拣选以扫。
And God chose Jacob instead of Esau.
然后继续佢讲落去咧，就将佢哋嘅后代以色列人所发生嘅一切嘅事情。
And then the Old Testament continues to talk about all the descendants after that in the nation of Israel.
神嘅子民经历咗喺埃及嘅去被奴役。
And God's people were enslaved in Egypt.
于是神藉着摩西嘅手施恩，又将佢哋又拯救出嚟。
And through Moses, God rescued his people.
之后去大卫去作王。
And then David became king.
然后又被啲强国巴比伦去掳咗过去。
But then they were captives of Babylon.
之后神又喺嗰度将佢又拯救，又再带领佢翻翻嚟。
Again, God rescued them and brought them back.
你看到吗？在这个几乎死亡的里面。
So we can see from experiences of near death.
在几乎绝种的情况，无望的时候。
As they almost reached extinction, as they reached hopelessness.
神就保存了这个女人的后裔的那条拉。
But God had preserved this woman's offspring, this line.
一直等到基督的降生
，until the birth of Christ。
喺佢做咩咧？就要显明神嗰个丰富嘅恩典同埋能力。
That manifested God's promise and righteousness and power。
圣经讲俾我，圣经确实嘅俾我哋知道啦。虽然喺撒旦嘅好多个逼迫嘅里面
，and the Bible tells us even with all these persecutions and challenges from Satan，
但系喺为咗要保存呢个女人嘅后裔，但喺神嘅里面冇一件难成嘅事情。
In order to preserve this offspring of the woman， there is nothing that is too hard。For the Lord.
神所应许的他必然去成就。
What God had promised will surely be fulfilled.
当我们这样去读圣经的时候。
So when we read the Bible in this way.
尤其是读到旧约的记载。
Especially when we read the Old Testament.
很多东西开始 make sense, 就好像很合理了。
Many things become, begin to make sense.
圣经不单只是记载一堆的人名地名。
So the Bible is not just a a recording of names and places.
係嘛？即係佢唔係淨係講一啲其他人哋國家嘅事情。
Or to talk about things that are of other nations.
喺好多睇嚟好沉悶嘅家譜嘅裏面。
And even from things, even from what we think is boring in genealogy.
啊，喺當中就講出咗神嘅能力。
All these display God's power.
喺當中講出咗神嘅憐憫同埋神嘅拯救。
Within all these, we see God's mercy and salvation.
啊，馬太福音第一章就列出，我已讀過嚇，列出一張好長嘅。
We know that in Matthew chapter 1, verse 1, beginning verse 1, there's this long genealogy.
啊，是神所拣选、神所分别出来的那一族的家谱。
That is a genealogy of God's chosen.
啊，在马太福音第一章第一节他讲话，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
In Matthew 1:1, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
啊，一路嘅追逐到去到创世记第十五章到第八章讲到嘅耶稣同埋亚伯拉罕之间嘅关系。
This refer back to what was in the book of Genesis from 15, chapter 15 to 18.
啊。神好多次嘅应许俾亚伯拉罕，话佢有后嗣有希啊。
Many many times God had promised an heir to Abraham。
啊，而且佢话俾亚伯拉罕有好多嘅后裔。
That his offsprings would be numerous。
但系唔系经过佢哋自己啊想办法而生出嚟嗰个以实玛利。
But it is not through his own。Scheming is not through that offspring named Ishmael.
而是神的办法，在神的时间的里面。
It is through God's method and God's timing.
在撒旦看来，撒拉 Sarah 这个女人不生育没后裔，意味着什么呢？
So from the perspective of Satan, the barrenness of Sarah, what does that represent?
意味着就话佢唔生育，即系唔会有以撒啦。
So that means if Sarah is barren, then there will be no Isaac.
啊，亦都唔会有大卫啦。
Then there will be no David.
啊，更加唔会有耶稣啦。
And definitely there will not be Jesus.
啊，于是撒拉佢唔生育，睇嚟系神救族嘅计划嘅终止。
So the barrenness of Sarah could represent the ending of what God had promised.
啊，神嗰个要去用嚟击败撒旦嗰个嘅战争中，咁神就会失败啦。
So the strategy that God had promised to use seemed to be a failure.
啊，连亚伯拉罕同撒拉都为咗佢哋能够去生仔而去喺度偷笑。
So Abraham and Sarah both laughed at that possibility of them ever able to get their own offspring.
啊，撒拉话我已经系冇月经啦，啊，亚伯拉罕又年老啦。
Sarah said, "I am already beyond the age of childbearing, and Abraham is old."
啊，叫我能够生仔，冇可能嘅事情。
It is impossible for us to have a son.
但在神的主权的计划里面。
But in God's sovereignty and in his plan,
他说 当时候满足一切都准备好的时候。
When everything is God's timing,
神说 他所应许的他一定会去实现。
God says, whatever he promised will surely be fulfilled.
就喺咁样让亚伯拉罕同撒拉经过个信心，经过试炼嘅时候。
And it is through this trial of faith for Abraham and Sarah，
就叫佢哋个信心能够得到坚固。
That their faith can be strengthened。
啊， 在亚伯拉罕没指望的时候，他仍然坚信神就是那位叫死人复活的神。
So even when Abraham thought it was hopeless, he still had faith that God is sovereign.
你真是一个没变为有的神。
He is a God who can create something out of nothing.
就在那里要叫亚伯拉罕，也要叫我们能够体会到神的话语的能力。
And through that, God wants Abraham and for us to see the power of his word.
因为神是全知、全智和全能的。
Because God is all-knowing, all-wise, and all-powerful.
在那里叫我们知道在耶和华里面岂有难成的事情吗？
So from there, we are to know that there is nothing that is impossible for Jehovah.
神应许给亚伯拉罕和撒拉能够 有子女，不是说等他们觉得很有希望了，他们人生。
So the enabling of Abraham and Sarah to have a son is not just to say, oh, now we have hope.
虽然他们还亚伯拉罕还不是很清楚他神跟他讲了全部 的事情。
Even though Abraham did not totally understand what God had told him in its entirety.
但他用信心的眼睛去看到。
But he saw it in his in the eyes of faith.
在他们的其中一个以后的一个后裔里面，就是那位将来要来的基督，就是那个女人的后裔。
That in the descendants that they will have will come Christ.
当他们这样看到的时候，他们的心就喜乐了。
So when they could see that, they were filled with joy in their hearts.
基督不单只是那个女人的后裔。
Christ is not only the offspring of the woman.
第二讲话，这位要来的基督，他是一个君王。
This Christ who comes is also a king.
当亚当夏娃被造的时候，神给他们有管理全地的能力的权力。
When God created Adam and Eve, he given them the power to rule his creation.
但当他们听从了这条蛇，而不去相信他的造物主的时候。
But when they believed in the serpent and not their creator God.
他们将这个统治这个权力给了去撒旦。
So that this rule of creation was given to Satan.
使到撒旦成为这个世界的王。
That Satan becomes the king of this world.
他们自己都就制奴役了在这个撒旦的权势下面。
So they became slaves under Satan.
但是神应许过这个女人的后裔耶稣 是出于亚伯拉罕。
But God had promised that this offspring of the woman will come from Abraham.
也都是大卫王的后裔。
And also this Savior would be the descendant of King David.
一个王的后代。
So therefore, this is a kingly descendant.
但撒旦也都千方百计要阻止这个女人的后裔来到的时候。
But Satan tried all kinds of ways to thwart the coming of this promised offspring.
我见到大卫，他因为犯奸淫，还有杀人，同埋杀人罪。
We see how David committed adultery and murder.
跟住呢个国家去分裂。
And then his kingdom was divided.
跟住呢个国家亡国而去被掳。
And then the kingdom fell, and they became captives.
你睇到呢条从君王出嚟呢条线就嚟要崩溃啦！佢崩溃嘅时候。
When we see this line that comes from the king's line, about to collapse.
神又再应许这个拯救的来到。
God again gives the promise of salvation.
以赛亚书第七章第十四节这样说。
In Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14.
他说必有童女怀孕生子给他起名叫以马内利。
Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
在以赛亚书第九章第六节。
In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
他预言将来就说什么有个婴孩为我们而生。有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、察事、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
Isaiah 9:6 For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
他预言在旧约里面，以赛亚就在亡国，就在亡国的时候，他预言人的拯救会随着一个婴孩的来到。
And Isaiah had prophesied during the time of exile that this king, that promised king, will come.
而来到新约的时候。
And then we go into the New Testament age.
天主在路加福音第一章三十一到三十三节这样说，
The angels were recorded in Luke chapter 1:31-33.
天主他怎样说？他对童女玛利亚这样说，说你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。即是刚才读过以赛亚书那个以马内利这样的意思。
And the angel said to Mary,You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. And it's just like what in Isaiah had recorded that Emmanuel.
第三个意思，他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要将他祖大卫的王给他。第三十三节，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远。
And the angels continue to say,That Jesus will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
这个婴孩耶稣就承继了大卫这个永远的王权。
So this infant Jesus became this everlasting son from the line of King David.
在主降生四百年之前呢，神没有跟他们讲过任何的说话。
There's been a period of 400 years of silence.
在人都以为神已经放弃了这个以色列家。
So many thought that God had already forsaken Israel.
他们都可能以为神已经放弃了拯救人类的整个人类的救赎的计划。
And they might have thought that God had already forsaken the plan of saving.
但耶稣的降生证明到神并没有放弃到我们。
But the birth of Jesus proves that God had never forsaken or given up on us.
但当耶稣降生的时候，你都见到撒旦的工作也都越来越多了。
And as the birth of Christ occurred,We could also see that the plan of Satan to defeat had increased.
撒旦想藉着希律王的手要去追杀那个婴孩耶稣。
And through the hand of King Herod, he was going to pursue and kill Jesus.
在旷野里面去试探去耶稣。
And Jesus was tempted in the wilderness.
在加勒略山 Calvary 上面，撒旦以为他借着人的手将耶稣钉死十字架上面的时候，他就得米了。
So in Calvary, Satan thought that he was victorious because he had used men's hand to crucify Jesus.
但是他实际上他撒旦是输了的。
But in fact, Satan failed.
在伤害了耶稣的脚跟的时候，撒旦的头也从此去被踩爆了，被吹灭了。
In bruising Jesus' feet, the head of Satan had been struck.
耶稣的一生他满足了律法的要求。
So the entire life of Jesus fulfilled the law.
而他的死也就成就了赎罪的工作。
And his death also fulfilled the work of salvation.
使到我们罪人去得到这个救恩。
So that we sinners receive this salvation grace.
在三日之后，耶稣复活的去胜过死亡和撒旦的权势。
And when Christ resurrected after 3 days, that was triumphant over Satan.
耶稣完成了亚当本来要去完成那个使命。
So Jesus fulfilled the mission that Adam was to fulfill.
你看到就是他去治理这个世界。
And,
这个使命就是治理，亚当的使命就是治理这个世界。
The mission of Adam was to rule over this earth.
耶稣就代表了以色列人去完成了以色列人本来要完成的那个使命。
So Jesus fulfilled the mission that the Israelites were supposed to have fulfilled.
就是去成为这个世界上的光，叫人去因他们而得福。
And that, can you
repeat? 要成为这个世界上的光，叫人去得福。
So Jesus became the light of the world that blessings would come upon us.
结果就是基督所施行的统治，去远远超过亚当，也超过了大卫王。
And the rule of Jesus far surpassed Adam, far surpassed King David.
当他从死里复活之后，耶稣基督被升为至高。
When Christ resurrected, he became the Most High.
他成为这个全宇宙的主，是一个得胜的大君王。
He became this victorious king over the universe.
因为耶稣基督的完全的顺服。
Because of Jesus' total submission and obedience.
神给他有一个超乎万名之上的名。
He gave his Heavenly Father name above all names.
这个成为万王之王，万主之主。
King of kings, Lord of lords.
在耶稣基督再回来的时候，
When Christ returns again,
他用自己的大能去充满着万有。
His power would fill every corner.
他将招聚在万国万民中一切属于他的人。
He will call from the nations those who belong to him.
他招聚他们来充满他的殿。
He will call them and to fill his temple.
在毁灭了撒旦和他的跟随者之后，
After he defeated Satan and his followers,
在新天新地的里面，基督会亲自的牧养他的子民。
In the new heaven and the new earth, Christ would again be a shepherd to all these sheep.
他的子民也和基督的一同的去永永远远的作王。
His people will reign with him.
所以在整个的救赎的历史里面，
Therefore, in this entire history of salvation,
尤其在圣诞节出世的耶稣基督的里面，
especially during Christmas in the person of this baby Jesus,
经过这么多的事，他就要人去知道。
Through all these occurrences, God wanted us to know,
耶和华是岂有难成的事吗？
Is there anything too hard for Jehovah?
因为出于神的每一句的说话，每一句不带着能力。
Because every word that comes out of God has power.
因为耶稣基督已经得胜作王的时候。
Because Jesus is triumphant and he is king.
他也都是我们生命的主。
He is also the Lord of our lives.
那个曾经奴役我们的撒旦已经 被打败了。
And Satan, who once enslaved us, had been defeated.
我们可以不再受到奴役，可以得到自由了。
We're no longer enslaved, we are free.
我们可以得到释放。
We have been liberated.
这个是我们的真正的喜乐，真的可以去高叫 Hallelujah.
This is our true joy that we can proclaim Hallelujah.
我哋话好多人，我哋曾经唱过或者听过Handel 嘅弥赛亚曲里面嘅 Hallelujah 嘅短曲。
So many of you have heard of Hallelujah that was composed by Handel in Messiah。
将呢个得救嘅喜乐啦，好丰丰富富嘅表达出嚟。
And that describe this amazing joy in salvation。
所以我们都可以在每一个主日的崇拜的里面，甚至在我们每一个人的生活的当中。
Therefore, during our weekly worship, as well as during our daily lives,
我们可以向神献上我们最大的敬拜和最大的赞美。
We can offer to God our greatest worship, our greatest praise.
这个是我们基督徒真正的自由。真正的喜乐。
This is our true freedom, our true joy as Christians.
例如虽然我们会在一个很漫长的黑夜里面，黑暗的里面，我们会叹息。
Though as we lament this long dark night,
但因为耶稣基督是王的缘故，我们可以凭信心去等候和倚靠。
But because Jesus is king, we can wait.
圣经讲过神，那个神是远超过我们人所能够想象和理解的。
And the Bible tells us that God is, he transcends our understanding.
是全能的神，是满有智慧，满有恩典的神。
He is an all-powerful God. He is filled with wisdom and knowledge.
这个是我们可以向神去祈祷的 foundation 的依据，同埋个 assurance 的确据。
This can be our foundation and assurance when we pray.
这样使到我们能够心有平安的去等候神。
So that we can have peace in our heart as we wait.
Tim Keller 牧师他曾经讲过
，and Reverend Tim Keller had said once，
他话我患有第四期的胰腺癌
，I have stage 4 pancreatic cancer，
但系拥有一位比我更加有智慧、更加有慈爱的上帝的时候
，but as I know that there's this God who is infinitely wise and loving.
这个是我无穷无尽的安慰。
This is my endless comfort.
虽然他没有容让我去明白他其中的原因。
Even though he does not allow me to understand the reason of my illness.
我深信他所做的每一件事都有他很多很好的理由。
But I truly believe in everything that he does, there is a good reason behind it.
这个就是我的希望，我的力量。
And therein is my hope and strength.
第三节讲，正因为耶稣是王的缘故。
And because Jesus is king,
这个正挑战我们今天文化里面的个人的主义。
It challenges us about the individualism within our culture.
好多而家人认为自己有自由去决定咩啱咩系错嘅时候。
This is a time when people think that they can decide what is right and what is wrong.
À, 我不需要向任何人或者包括神去为我的信仰和行为来负责任。
And that I don't need to be accountable to anybody, including God.
但当耶稣来到的时候，将整个的思想反转过来。
When Christ comes, he overturns this kind of thinking.
耶稣来到不单止彰显神的恩典和真理。
Christ came with God's grace and truth.
他告诉我们并不是神。
That we are definitely not God.
我们甚至不能够控制我们自己的生命。
We cannot even control our own life.
但好多睇嚟好似好唔可能啊，好矛盾啊，或者系好似好担然嘅嘢。
Many things that seem troublesome or challenge.
啊，但呢啲嘢都唔能够否认咗神嘅存在，神所做嘅工作。
But none of these things can negate the existence and the work of God.
主耶稣基督才是我们生命的王。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the King of our lives.
叫我们能够谦卑的去顺服神。
So that we can humbly submit and obey God.
顺服神在我们生命中的主权。
That he has authority over our lives.
正如玛利亚那样。
Just like Mary.
虽然佢仲未知道前面嘅路应该点样去行
，though she didn't know what the future would bring，
啊，佢喺路加福音第一章第38节佢咁样讲
，in Luke chapter 1 verse 38 she said，
佢话我自主的侍女，情愿照你的话语承受喺我身上
，she said I am the Lord's servant。May it be to me as you have said.
相对夏娃的叛逆
compared to the rebellion of Eve,
因为玛利亚这个女人的顺服
because of the obedience of Mary,
自亚当以来，人所等候、所等候的渴望的耶稣终于来到了。
This long-awaited Son of God is finally here. Just like the hymn that we are about to sing, Come Thou Long-Expected Jesus.
长久盼望的救主耶稣基督来到了。
The long-expected Jesus is finally here.
在当中有神的应许。有神的怜悯和保守。
In him is God's promise, mercy, and safekeeping.
有神的智慧，有神话语的能力。
He has God's wisdom and the power of his word.
证明神岂有难成的事情吗？
That proves that there is nothing that is too hard for the Lord.
我们请起立，我们一起唱这首的诗歌。
Let us all stand and sing this hymn together.
Oh
Let us pray.
我们的父，我们的王，
Our Father, our King,
让我们谦卑地来到你面前。
Let us humble ourselves before you.
虽然很多事我们不明白，
Though there are many things we don't understand,
但在圣经的话语里面我们可以确信，
But in the, your word, we can truly believe.
神，你就是那位我们可以相信和信靠的神。
God, you are the one whom we can believe in and rely on.
求主你给我们更深的、更多的去亲近你。
Lord, may you help us to come closer to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.